Mobile.
Russell.
KO4HKX.
And Mr. Patrick.
Son's eating lunch and sitting here waiting for the next shop to get back. So, what about you? What you been up to?
I'm to the chiropractor's office and got my neck realigned and making my way back toward the hacienda.
Hope it helps. I know it does me. I go first Monday of every month.
Say, it definitely makes a difference. I can usually tell when it gets to that point where it's time for me to go again. I'll start getting that twinge in the morning when I get up and usually don't sleep as good, but I can go in and get an adjustment or two and then I'm good to go for a while.
Same here. Like I said, usually about every month, sometimes a little longer, but depends on what I've been up to, what kind of trouble I've been in getting into.
A stubbornitis we keep inside.
So what else you been up to lately?
Oh, just peddling around and waiting on things to get settled with all that going on out there in California.
How that was going, if it hurt anything yet.
I've been hearing for the last 2 months it's checks in the mail. I'll believe it when it comes in the mailbox or it's in my account, one of the two.
Things at places do you like that. I mean, it's pretty bad to not pay somebody for what they've done.
A little frustrating. I mean, it really just boils down to mismanagement up on the upper end, and I don't know all the inside details. I know bits and pieces, but basically it just comes down to mismanagement, and they couldn't keep it afloat at that point.
For you, hopefully they'll get it squared away soon and get you something anyway.
They will. Based on what we've been told, it looks like it's going to be settled, and we're going to be made right. So that'll be the big telltale is if that happens. Another company's already bought that big contract out there, so they're looking for people, but they don't seem to be that good of a company, and don't know if I'm going to take a chance on it or not.
To take a chance on somebody else when last time this is what happened to you?
Yeah, pretty much. It looks like there's two other companies that are doing this that are filing bankruptcy along with the one we were with, so I don't know if it's just they can't make no money or they ain't managing it or what. Most of what I'm hearing is people are just going in and spending way too much money up front and then can't pay the bills after the fact. So you need to have a better investor, I guess. I don't know.
I'd hate to think that businesses were just opening up to just get what they could get and go on, but believe it or not, there's businesses out there that do that. People just open a business up, run it for a little bit, run it in the ground, and shut it down, file bankruptcy, and move on to the next one.
Definitely the unfortunate part. There's definitely money to be made in that industry. I mean, it's starting to spread on over toward the East Coast now. I've seen a project in Connecticut. And I know Duke Energy's opening up their own stuff, too. So, I don't know. It may expand. Something might come along. We'll just wait and see. That's all we can do.
Doing in the meantime?
Been doing a little stuff around the house, working on our YouTube content, doing some basically SEO stuff behind the scenes on YouTube, just doing keywording and descriptions and plugging content.
Fill me in, what is that?
Back end stuff of it is basically if like me or you one goes on to Google and does a search, if those keywords that you searched are listed in that link and attached to it, then it'll pull that up in the Google search category and it'll drive more traffic to that video versus another.
You're just going in and editing the keywords on your content stuff so that it gets seen on more options to get out there.
It all comes down with Google AdSense and affiliate marketing. The more views you get, the more traffic it drives, the more money you'll end up making.
Know anything about YouTube, how it's marketed or anything like that, so that's why I was asking.
For unfortunately, if you don't keep up with all the update emails and everything else, the algorithm changes almost every couple of months. So you have to keep up with it. Otherwise, you get pushed and left to the wayside.
I think they do that on purpose so that people don't keep up or can't keep up.
They've got their reasons, and it's like anything else. It's ever-changing, and the Internet's always evolving. And speaking of the Internet, are y'all doing the extra class, man?
And a couple of other guys in the morning crew. Did you get into it?
Into it. I've had my extra for a little while now. I went ahead and finished it out. I can't remember. I think it was 2021.
I couldn't remember if you still had your general or you went ahead and got your extra. But now that I mention that, I think I remember you saying something about getting your extra. But yeah, I got into the class that starts on the 9th.
Still, I'll have to look at the house. I may still have some of my study guides. I just have to dig through some of my files and see. If I do, I'll try to send it over to you.
Every little bit of help, that's for sure.
Everybody says that test is harder. It's just more questions, really. I mean, if you know the information, you can get through it without any trouble.
Question instead of 35, isn't it?
Questions, but it's just more questions, basically the same stuff, just reworded in different categories. Best I can remember, I don't think they've changed it since I've done mine. So, I mean, if you study the material, you can definitely pass it. It's like doing the tech in the general.
I wanted to actually go through and learn some of it instead of just trying to go through and pass the test. More interested in that side of it. Sitting down and just reading through it. And passing it that way, I could do that. But I actually wanted to learn a little more this time.
Sure. I'll have to look and see if I've still got the link to the guide that I done. It went through it pretty much in depth, and you could do it like a podcast and listen to it. I think it was an audio book that I used. I'm not 100% sure. I got to go back and look, but if I still got the link to it, I'll send it to you. It definitely goes into way more detail than just here's a question, here's an answer. Memorize it, and you can go pass it type thing.
That'd be good. I appreciate that if you find it. And for some reason, I think you said that you got an audio book off of Amazon when you've done yours.
So that's what I was going to send you. I'll have to look when I get in here in the house. I'll look and see if I can find that link. If I can, I'll shoot it to you.
And I hope you and Beth have a Merry Christmas. And really good to hear you on the air again. Need to get on here more often and need to catch up again.
Definitely going to give it a try, see what I can get accomplished. I got the base station set back up and everything's working, so I'll try to get back on the radio some. But like I said, I'm going to jump off from here, just got out of the house. I'm going to say 73. You have yourself a wonderful afternoon and a Merry Christmas if I don't get to talk to you. And I'll be clear on your final.
Russell, I hope y'all have a Merry Christmas also if I don't talk to you again, and look forward to it. And when we do, KO4HKX, I'm clear, 73.
4HKX, KB4CBA, how are you, Patrick?
Good, David, how about you, KO4HKX?
Doing all right. I are you working today?
I'm sitting here waiting for some guys to get back from lunch. They should be back any minute.
Okay. Oh, man. Well, I'm headed to the dermatologist, and so anyway, I heard Jim there. And who was the other gentleman in there?
K2RCL.
I hadn't heard him in a good long while. I didn't recognize his voice.
He hadn't been on in a while. He moved out to California for work for a little while, but now he's back here, but he hadn't been on the radio in a while.
I can understand that. I mean, you got to get everything set back up, and it takes time, and you know, and I'm sure his life is busy, so like, not like me where I'm retired and I have a little more free time on my hands. But anyway, so but of course this is a busy time of year for everybody, I guess.
Here is definitely a busy time of year for everybody, and then this year it seems like everybody's sick on top of it. I know about half my guys have been out today.
My wife and I had some, I don't know what it was. It wasn't COVID and it wasn't the flu, but man, it was hard to shake. It took almost 3 weeks, right at 3 weeks to get rid of it. But and then one of my grandsons had the flu, but he's getting over that, thank goodness.
Sinus issue and congestion for the last 2 weeks now, so I've been fighting it off myself. Just can't seem to shake it.
That's the way ours was. We only ran a fever like just a few hours one evening, and but other than that, you know, just couldn't get rid of it. It's like it would be better one day. You'd think, okay, I'm over the hump, and then you wake up the next day and it's worse. And it was like, good cow, you know. So it just didn't want to let go.
KI4EJY.
And sometimes it's what it seems like. You just can't shake it. Go ahead, Elijah, pick it up. KI4EJX.
All right, about in. Patrick, when you have some time today, it's no rush. Can you give me a call?
I can't find your phone number. So if you got mine, just go ahead and text me yours, and I'll give you a call.
I'll do that here in a few minutes. All right, y'all carry on. I'll catch you later. KI4EJY, clear.
KO4HKX, go ahead, Dave.
Don't run off. The more the merrier, I tell you. So, you ready for Christmas, Patrick?
Ready for a couple days off. I won't say I'm ready for Christmas, but I'm definitely ready for some time off.
Well, I tell you, always look forward to Thanksgiving and Christmas and having New Year's Day off and that kind of thing. Those were, you know, we only got about, I think we got 5 holidays for the whole year, so, and those came in, close together, so that was nice.
For dealership, they don't like to take days off, and they only give you, what, 4th of July, Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, and that's about it.
Well, it started, you got New Year's, 4th of July, and then, I guess Labor Day, and, Thanksgiving, and Christmas, and that was it. We got 5, and, I think that's 5, and, have you seen the, I'm sure you have, the new, Mazda building that they're building there, next to the old one?
Seen it. I don't go over that way. I don't go down Lawrence Road or any of that. So very seldom anyway.
Okay. Well, if you ever get down that way, I mean, it looks really nice. I'm not sure what they're going to do with the old building, if they're going to leave service over there since they've got all those lifts and everything they'd have to move, but they may be moving everything. Who knows? But anyway, but it sure does look nice, and Fred Anderson bought it, but it just says, I think it's just Greenville Mazda, but my buddy that was service manager there, I think he's trying to retire. He said he was going to work 2 or 3 days a week.
You let him, and it seems like Fred Anderson's been buying up every dealership in the area lately. The last year, they just been scooping them up.
That he bought one in Greer, several of the Motor Mile there, and I think Spartanburg, and one in Spartanburg. So must have a lot of money. I don't know what it costs to buy a dealership, but I'm sure it ain't cheap. Oh, man. I'll tell you. Well, I hope my buddy that works at John Finger, the Mazda place, it used to be John Finger when I was there. He's been there a long time, and he's training one of the service managers, one of the service riders to take his place. So, but anyway, I don't know when he'll actually retire.
Never know. They may let him retire tomorrow, and he may not. You never can tell. And but I think Fred Anderson bought up the Kia place and Hyundai place in Greer and Bradshaw, didn't he?
For CBA. Oh, man, I totally lost the repeater on that transmission, Patrick. I'm on Antrim Drive, or Orchard Park Drive, and this is a real good stretch for the repeater for some reason, at least not with my setup.
I was just saying, I think Fred Anderson's bought up the Kia place, Hyundai place, and Bradshaw there in Greer. But I'm going to have to get out of here anyway. The guys are rolling in now. So, David, it's good to talk to you. If I don't talk to you again for some reason, you have a Merry Christmas. And we'll talk to you on down the log. KO4HKX, I'll be clear on your final. 7-3.
Thank you, Patrick. Well, Merry Christmas to you. And hope Santa is good to you. And enjoy those days off. You certainly deserve them. We'll talk to you later there, bud. 73s, and I'll talk to you later. KB4 CPA Mobile.